Over the years, the way Mitzpe Ramon is perceived has changed, and people began to see it not as a development town, but as an inspiring workspace, a place for personal development and sustainable living. Most of the Mechtesh and territories around Mitzpe Ramon were declared nature reserves, and residents helped to conserve nature and protect the community's unique character as a meeting point between nature and urban space. According to the Central Bureau of Statistics, Mitzpe Ramon has about 5,500 inhabitants of diverse communities. Secular, religious, new immigrants and veteran Israelis, Bedouin and the African Hebrew community members. The industrial sector diminished and made way for galleries and workshops owned by local entrepreneurs. Cooperative purchase groups, such as the Agala, Wagon Cooperative, have been established and are role models to communities across the country. Businesses with social agendas have also chosen to establish themselves in the community. Mitzpe Ramon of the new millennium is a developing tourist area. The luxury Bereshit Hotel was built on the edge of the crater. The quarries have almost disappeared from the landscape, and the area is undergoing massive rehabilitation. The local council, residents and green organizations promote unique projects, such as turning Mitzpe Ramon into a dark sky reserve park and the announcement of the crater as a World Heritage Site. The Spice Route Quarter is developing, and tourists can find a variety of galleries, boutique stores, workshops, entertainment venues and accommodation around town. Farms have sprouted up around Mitzpe Ramon as part of the Sfat Midbar, Edge of the Desert initiative, combining tourism and desert agriculture, and thus, like in the Byzantine period, when the region's agriculture flourished, there are olive groves and vineyards around Mitzpe Ramon again. An olive oil press has been built and a boutique winery is also being planned.